line here. Good morning. You're on with Dr. Mark Levine.
Good morning, doctor. Does the state of Vermont have a strict guideline for the number of PCR cycles the technicians use to detect COVID-19 genetic material?
Well, I think the caller wanted to know about the cycle threshold. Is that what he was referring to?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, so each PCR assay actually is, if you will, calibrated by a certain number of cycle thresholds. For people who aren't clear with what this means, it really has to do with how many times the analyzer has to cycle through to find the viral particles. So the thought is, the longer that has to go on, maybe that's less infectious of a dose of virus than one that would be picked up rather quickly in the assay. I'm oversimplifying it, but that's essentially the gist of what it means. So there are FDA use authorizations for all these PCR tests, and they essentially have a cycle threshold range that is appropriate. So all the assays that are being used here utilize those, and I think they're in the 30 range, if that number means something to the listener. So they're all authorized and validated appropriately. The controversy is, should all of these PCR tests be more stringent? So we're only picking up potentially viral infections that could actually be transmitted from one person to another and cause a lot of harm. And that's where people aren't willing to back down yet at this point and change the guidelines. Because really the goal is to find as much of the coronavirus as possible so that you can do the right public health interventions and isolate those people and do the contact tracing. And there isn't enough science yet to allow us to become a little less stringent on that count.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on with Dr. Mark Levine.